各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to everyone.
在这个安息圣日啊，我们按照主所吩咐的，再一次聚集在他的圣堂里啊。
And on the Sabbath day, according to His promise, that we gather here.
让我们暂时放下世界上的劳碌以及世界上让我们愁烦的事情。
So we set aside the worldly burdens.
能够专心的思想人生更高的价值。
And to focus on thinking about the value of our life.
我们今天被主所选召哈，来到他的殿中哦。
Today we've been called by the Lord to come into His temple.
我们都知道能够在这里本身。就是因为主耶稣对我们的拣选以及他对我们的慈爱。
And we could be here, that is due to the choosing of God and his blessing.
既然有机会到这里
，and that we have the opportunity to be here.
既然有机会蒙主耶稣的拣选
，and we have the opportunity to be chosen.
那就要回想思想怎么样能够回报主耶稣的慈爱啊。
So we should reflect upon how to repay his mercy.
所以我们今天不只要做信徒。
So today we're not only here to be a member.
每个人都更应该要能够参与教会服事的各样工作。
And every one of us should participate in the servitude of the church.
所以不只做信徒，更要能够做工人。
Not only to be a member, but also to be a worker.
所以我们今天早上就来看一看圣经当中对工人的要求以及对工人给工人的榜样啊。
And so we look at in the Bible this morning the examples and criteria for being a worker.
我们请翻到民数记的第十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记的第十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第五节。
Chapter 12 verse 5.
民数记的第十二章的第五节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 5.
第五节，主在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利暗，两人就来了。第六节，主说：你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我主必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。第七节，我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我家中，近中的。第八节
，eight，
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。好，那在旧约讲到摩西啊
，so the Old Testament mentioned Moses。
那摩西可以说是一个工人的好榜样
，and Moses served as a good example as a worker。
不只是人对他的认同
，not only the recognition from the people.
不只是圣经上对他的赞扬
and the praises from the Bible.
更有神亲自给他做见证啊。
God has testified for him personally.
他说摩西是在我家中全然尽忠的啊。
And God said he is faithful in my house.
他说我要跟他面对面的说话。
And he said I will speak to him face to face.
他要明白我的旨意。
He will understand my will.
他要完全按照我的吩咐。
And he will obey my commands.
因为他是我家中最忠心的好工人啊
！This is the most faithful worker in my house。
我每次看到摩西啊，就觉得非常羡慕啊。
So every time we look at Moses, we're very admired。
能够面对面的跟神说话
，that he were able to speak to God face to face。
能够在世界上能够成就神的圣功
，he could complete the work of God。
所以摩西给我们留下许许多多好的榜样。
So he had left many good examples for us。
我们就要来看这个摩西最后的留下。给我们的榜样啊
！So we want to look at the last example he has set for us.
希望我们每个人都能够像摩西一样。
So hope every one of us can imitate Moses.
活得有价值
，can live out a life of value.
死得有意义啊
！And to die with a meaning.
我们来看一下民数记的二十七章。
And we can look at Numbers chapter 27.
民数记的二十七章啊
，Numbers chapter 27.
十二节
，verse 12.
民数记的第二十七章十二节
，Chapter 27, verse 12.
十二节，主对摩西说：“你上这亚巴林山，观看我所赐给以色列人的第十三节。
13.
看了以后，你必归到你列祖，像你哥哥亚伦一样。14.
14.
因为你们在寻的旷野，当会众争闹的时候，违背了我的命，没有在这涌水之地会众面前。”尊我为圣十五节。
15.
摩西对 神说十六
16.
愿主万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众17
17.
可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得神的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。18节
18.
主对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上19
19.
使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，嘱咐他20节
20.
又将你的尊荣归他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。21
21.
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断在主面前为他求问，他和以色列的全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。22
22.
于是摩西照主所吩咐的将约书亚领来，使他站在祭司以利亚撒的和全会众面前，按手在他的头上，嘱咐他，是照主照借摩西所说的话。哈，那这一段是摩西老年的时候的记载啊。
Here's the recording when Moses was in a very old age.
那摩西这一辈子啊，活得非常的精彩。
And he had a very very meaningful life.
啊，从他年轻的时候啊，进到这个埃及的皇宫，成为啊这个啊。成为啊，在埃及学了各样的知识学问，然后。
When he was young, he entered the Egyptian palace and learned many talents.
啊，结果啊，后来啊，进入了一个逃亡的生活。
And then he entered into a life of escape.
啊，最后呢，却能够在年老的时候发光发热啊。
And during his old age, he was able to accomplish many great things.
啊，在他年纪，在他人生的最后一个阶段。
And during the last stage of his life.
反而是他人生当中最有最成功的一个阶段。
And that is the most successful stage of his life.
啊，因为他把最后的这40年全部为主所用啊。
Because he dedicated those 40 years for the Lord.
那所以摩西凡事上都给后来的工人留下很好的榜样。
And so for everything he do, he left a good example for the later workers.
啊，甚至到他年老要死之前，也给我们留下一个榜样啊。
And to the point before he was about to die, he also set a good example.
那在这里啊，神对摩西说啊。
And so God has said to Moses.
啊，神对摩西说啊，你年纪老迈了。
That you are at an advanced age.
啊，你也不能够进到迦南地。
And you will not be able to enter the land of Canaan.
啊，所以啊，你的路就要到这里为止了。
So your road will end here.
啊，但是在这里啊，当摩西听到神这样子说啊。
So when Moses heard what God has said.
你看摩西对主的对神的反应是什么
？And let's look at what was his response.
15节啊
，in verse 15.
十五节，摩西对神说：“愿主万人之灵的神啊，立一个人治理会众哦。”
He said, "May the Lord, the God of spirit and all mankind, appoint men over this community."
你看在这里啊，当摩西要离开的时候啊、
哦。Before Moses was about to depart,
啊，在这里非常重视一件事情。
He focused on one important thing.
就是啊，要有一个人来接续他的工作。
And that is for one person to take on his job.
有一个人来治理百姓，治理会众哦。
And to have a man to look over the community.
那这个是今天这种传承的精神啊，是非常重要的。
And this the spirit of passing on the torch is important.
哦，所以在教会当中啊，我们要不断的去寻找栽培人才啊。
And so in church, we have to constantly look for people to train them.
因为今天一个教会如果不重视人才
If the church is not focused on manpower,
如果不重视栽培下一代
and not focused on training the next generation,
那这个教会未来是黑暗的
and so the future will be dark.
啊，因为你现在有工人
if you have workers now,
不代表你将来有工人
and it does not mean that you have workers in the future.
啊，所以我们今天啊，不管是教会的负责人也好
and so today, regardless of the board members of the church,
宗教教育的老师也好
religious education teachers,
在座所有的父母都一样
and for all the parents here, it's the same.
神所托付给我们的一个责任
God has given us one requirement.
就是为他栽培更多的人才。
That is to train up more people for him.
他说，摩西说，主啊，求你立一个人来治理会众啊。
And he asked the Lord to choose one person to lead the community.
哦，所以今天不管我们被教会安排了什么的工作。
So today, regardless what kind of work we're being assigned.
我们就要开始在思考当我放下这工作的时候
So when you think about when we leave this post
我有没有训练某个人或某些人能够承担起这样的工作
Have I trained someone to take on this job?
今天我可以做
And today I can do this
但是我会老
but I will become old.
我会退下来。
I will retire.
那谁要来接续这样的工作呢？
And who is about to take on this job?
那说一个好工人不是只有看眼前。
And so a good worker is not only look at the short term.
他也能够看到三年、五年、十年之后教会的需要。
And he will also see the needs of the church 3, 5, and 10 years later.
今天作为一个教会啊，作为一个父母亲啊。
And so today, as a parent,
我们都很喜欢，也很愿意栽培我们的孩子。
We like to educate and train our children.
所以我们在孩子身上啊，花费了无数的心血。
And so we spend a lot of time and effort on our kids.
那希望给他们最好的。
And to offer them the best.
啊，让他们上各样的补习班、才艺班。
And to send them to many different classes to train their talents.
从小奶粉要吃最好的。
And ever since they're young, they have the best formulas.
幼稚园要上最好的。
They will go to the best kindergarten.
哦，然后啊，就是不断的栽培，不断的养育他们。
And they would spend all their effort developing and educate them.
我们就是希望说，能够把我们的孩子带大，能够有成为一个有成就，能够成为一个有能力的人啊。
And so we wish that we can train them up to be a successful person.
啊，但是我们有没有曾经为了主来训练我们的孩子
？Have we ever tried to educate or train our children for the Lord?
希望栽培一个孩子将来能够在神的家中有用呢。
To develop our kids that he become useful in the household of God.
然后所以在这里啊，摩西所关心的是神的家接下来要怎么办。
And what Moses cared about was what would happen in the house of God.
所以他说啊，立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，可以引导百姓啊。
And so he wants to find a person who can lead them out and bring them in.
啊，所以我们今天在教会的事工安排也是要重视所谓的永续经营啊，就是要不断的一代又一代的人才要栽培出来啊。
And so what we have to focus on church is also the proper management from generation to the next.
那我还记得啊，我以前啊在帮忙训练工人的时候啊。
So remembering in the past when I tried to help train the next generation workers.
啊，我们那时候啊在训练工人是有好几个梯次的啊。
And there are many people who are being trained for the first time.
哦，那个在训练翻译啊，光翻译就有三组啊，三个不同的 tier， 三个不同的阶段啊。
And so as just a training for a translator, there are 3 tiers of training.
啊，第一个阶段就是什么？就是初级生啊，刚刚开始接触的啊。
And the first tier will be the beginners.
啊，那个就是啊，讲讲课，然后让他们去看看人家怎么翻译啊。
And just to teach them some lessons and let them observe how to translate.
啊，还有第二级啊，啊，中级的课程啊。
An intermediate course.
啊，中级的课程就是要开始上台练习啦。
And that is to have practice on for sermons.
啊，但是啊，就是啊，几个啊，我们几个翻译的人啊，自己练习哦。
And so among the translator, they will practice.
啊，到第三个阶段就不一样了啊。
And when in the third tier is different.
啊，我们会在聚会结束以后啊，借用讲台。
And after the service is over, will use the pulpit as a training ground.
然后我们会邀请信徒。
And we would ask members to join us.
哦，好像一个 simulation 哦，一个模拟的一个真实的状况啊。
And to simulate a real sermon.
那你就要在不断的在这当中不断的去思考怎么样来训练他们。
And so in this process, you constantly think about how to train them.
怎么样栽培更多的人才
？How to develop more workers.
今天有工人不代表你三年之后有工人啊。
And you have workers today does not represent you have workers 3 years from now.
所以永续经营的观念。
And we have to have the concept of management.
是教会里所有工人必须要放在心里的。
And this is something that all the workers must remember in their hearts.
那你在这里我们看到啊，摩西啊说啊，我们立一个人，神啊，求你立一个人吧。
And so he asked the Lord to appoint one man.
摩西有自己的小孩。
Moses has his own children.
你知道吗？摩西有太太有小孩的。
And Moses does have a wife and children.
好，所以啊，在这里摩西说，求你立一个人啊。
And God, Moses asked God to appoint one man.
啊，求你立一个好的工人来治理神的百姓。
And to appoint a good man to lead the people of God.
他没有说啊，主啊，你看我的儿子。长得不错吧、啊、
And he didn't say the Lord, look at how great my son is.
他没有说主啊，你看在我的份上，哎，你看我的儿子来接着我做王吧。
And he didn't say for the sake of me, you can take my son to take on the job.
这是一个没有私心的工人啊。
He is a very selfless worker.
很多时候我们都希望啊，什么好处都留给我们自己的人啊。
And oftentimes we like to reserve the best for our own people.
哦，所以啊，最好我的孩子来接着我做
王啊。
It's best that my son can take over my throne.
啊，最好我的亲戚被选上做负责人啊。
And it's best that my relative could be elected as a board member.
啊，这些是我的朋友啊，我要投票给他啊。
And these are my friends that I should cast my votes to.
那这你看呐、啊，在这里啊，摩西只说。神啊，你的百姓需要一个人啊。
But here Moses says that Lord, your people needs one leader.
他没有求谁啊。
He didn't ask for who.
他更没有为自己求好处啊。
He did not ask for favors for himself.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上哦。
Let's look at 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上二十章。
1 Samuel chapter 20.
第三十节哦
，verse 30，
撒母耳记上的第二十章
，first Samuel chapter 20，
三十节
，verse 30。
扫罗向约拿达发怒，对他说：“你这顽梗悖逆妇人所生的，我岂不知道你喜悦耶西的儿子，自取羞辱，以致你母亲肉体蒙羞吗？”三十一节。
31.
耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你和你的国位必站立不住。现在你要打发人去将他抓拿交给我，他是该死的哦。这是扫罗哦，扫罗王对他儿子所说的话啊。
And this is what King Saul said to his son.
这个扫罗啊，当年哦，当初被选出来做那个国王的时候啊。
And when Saul first was selected to be the king.
他本来是非常谦卑的。
And at first was very humble.
他躲起来啊，不敢做王啊。
And he was in hiding and didn't want to be king.
啊，大家把他叫出来说你要做国王啊。
And people called him out and said you must be king.
他说啊，我们家是最小的支派中最小的那个宗族啊。
And he says that his tribe is the least and most small, the smallest race.
他说我哪有资格做王啊。
And I'm not qualified to be a king.
啊，所以原本的扫罗是非常谦卑的哦。
So the Paul in the, for Saul in the beginning was very humble.
但是啊，当做王做久了啊。
After he became king for a while.
有时候就忘记自己是谁了。
He forgot who he really was.
他为什么一直要杀大卫？
Why did he want to kill David?
我们有时候会觉得很奇怪，这扫罗为什么一直要杀大卫？
So very curious, we think that why Saul wants to kill David.
是因为他很讨厌大卫吗？
Does he really hate him?
或许是吧。
Perhaps yes.
但是有个更大的原因啊。
But there's a greater reason.
因为他很怕他的王位被大，他的儿子的王位被大卫抢走啊。
He's afraid that the throne that his son inherited will be taken by David.
他不是为了自己来考虑的，他不是为自己考虑哦。
He's not thinking for himself.
但是他很怕他的儿子做不了国王啊。
He's afraid that his son will not be able to be king.
你从这里看出他是非常爱他的孩子的。
You can see that he loved his children.
但是他爱他的孩子超过了遵守神的旨意啊。
So he loved his children more than obeying the will of God.
所以他一直要把大卫杀掉。
So he wanted to kill David for the longest time.
因为他知道只要把大卫杀掉，他的儿子做王应该没有问题啊。
Because he thought if he can kill David, then his son would not have a problem.
作为一个父母，其实爱孩子是天性啊。
And to love your children is natural for parents.
我们都希望我们的孩子很顺利、很成功。
We all hope that our children could be successful.
我们更希望我们的孩子是在教会当中有用，是神家的器皿。
We all hope that our children could be useful in the church to become the vessel of God.
但是在这里，摩西不为自己的孩子求好处啊。
But Moses did not ask for favors toward his children.
因为他尊重神的选择啊。
He respected the decision of God.
他没有说我是领导者，我的儿子也必须要接续我做领导者啊。
He did not say because I'm a leader, so my children should inherit to become a leader as well.
哦，所以一个好的工人是不为自己的子孙求好处的啊。
And so a good worker did not ask for favors toward his own children.
因为他所重视的是神的家要有更适合的人出来做来领导百姓。
Because what he obeyed the most is that for God to choose the right person to lead the people.
所以教会当中有很多的选举啊。
So in church there are many elections.
我们有很多要选出适合的工人来做适合的工作。
And we elect the proper worker to do God's work.
所以我们每次都跟信徒强调啊。
And so often we remind the members,
请你把票投给适合的人，
and cast your votes toward the proper person,
而不是投给你喜欢的人，
not toward the person you like.
哦，这个叫做尊重神的选择啊。
That is respecting the decision of God.
这叫做尊重神的教会啊。
That is respecting the church of God.
所以我们在这里看到摩西给我们留下一个很好的榜样。
So we see Moses left us a good example.
他只求神立一个适合的人，
He asked God to appoint a proper person,
来可以引导主的百姓啊。
To guide the people of God.
我们看回来第十七节。
Turn back to verse 17.
民数记的第二十七章的十七节。
Numbers chapter 27, verse 17.
十七节，可以在他们面前出入，可以引导他们，免得主的会众如同没有牧人的羊。一般呐、啊，这个是摩西所最在乎的事情啊。
This is the thing that he wants to have the most.
那、啊、就是啊，主的羊群一定要有牧人呐、啊。
That is to have the sheep of God have a shepherd.
那、啊、所以为什么教会一定需要有组织
？So why does a church have to be organized?
啊，为什么事工一定要有人负责
？What is it the work has to have, someone has to be responsible of the work?
就是避免了羊群没有牧人的情况啊。
And that is to avoid the thing that sheep without a shepherd.
啊，所以有人会这样子讲啊。
So some people would say this.
那、啊、说教会为什么需要组织
？And so why does church have a organization?
啊，教会有神就好啦。
And church as long as God is good.
哦，神的真光照耀每个人。
The light of God will shine upon everyone.
所以大家都会知道自己该干嘛。
So everyone will know what they would need to do.
啊，有人说啊，组织是很世俗，是属人的。
And people say the organization is very worldly.
啊，所以教会不需要组织。
So the church will not require to
have an organization. 大家就凭着感动，个人任意而行吧。
Everybody could do according to what they have moved to do.
听起来好像非常属灵啊。
It sounds like very spiritual.
其实是非常的无知，不懂道理啊。
But that is very foolish.
啊，从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New.
从以色列百姓到使徒教会。
And from the Israelites all the way to the apostolic church.
一定都是有一个组织规模跟领导者的。
And there is an organization and there's a leader.
为什么需要有组织？
Why do we have to be organized?
使得一个团体能够有秩序。
So that the community will have proper guidance.
哦，就像圣经里面讲啊。
Just like what the Bible says.
我们的神是有秩序的神啊。
And God is
a God of order.
God of order.
为什么需要有领导者？
Why do we have a leader?
免得羊群如同没有牧人一般啊。
And so that we not have sheep without shepherds.
所以今天我们教会当中，在教会里面选出各样工作的负责人。
And so in church we elect many different type of workers.
不是让他们来管大家的啊。
It's not for them to rule over us.
而是让他们来做协调。Coordination.
For them to coordinate.
啊，使得教会的方向能够正确。
So the church will have the right direction.
使得各项的圣工能够推动。
And so all the different type of work can be moved forward.
啊，所以被选出来的人。
And so for those who've been elected.
没有比任何人都高。
And they are not higher than anyone else.
而是跟大家都一样。
They are the same as everyone else.
啊，但是我们尊重那些被选出来的人。
We respect those who are being elected.
不是因为他们被选了以后比较伟大。
Not that they are great because they've been elected.
而是因为圣工的需要，他们加倍的努力。
Because the need of the work, holy work that they have to put in effort.
哦，所以圣经里面说啊，那些努力的工人，你要加倍的敬重他。
And the Bible says you have to respect those who are putting their effort to work for God.
哦，所以群羊要有牧人。
And so the sheep needs to have a shepherd.
各样的工作也需要有适合的工人。
And for different type of work, we need the proper worker.
啊，这个是从圣经里一直给我们的观念。
And that is the concept that Bible always gave us.
教会一定是有组织。
And the church has to be organized.
工作一定有负责。
And work has someone has to be responsible.
我们看第十八节啊。
And let's look at verse 18.
我们看回来民数记的二十七章十八节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 18.
十八节，神对摩西说：“嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”那在这里啊，神就选了约书亚。
And here God has chosen Joshua.
约书亚是谁
？Who is Joshua？
约书亚叫做什么？尽忠啊！约书亚是什么？忠心的仆人啊。
Joshua means a faithful servant.
啊，这个约书亚一直跟着摩西啊。
He had followed Moses his whole life.
摩西已经训练他训练很长的时间了。
And Moses have trained him for a very long time.
啊，但是在这里啊，当他要决定谁要来继承他的工作哦。
And when it's about to time to decide who to inherit his job.
摩西一句话都没有说啊。
And Moses did not say anything.
他没有说，哎，神啊，你看那个约书亚不错啊。
And he didn't say, Lord, look at Joshua, he's great.
他没有跟神说，神啊，那个约书亚我训练十年。 年啊，用它好了啦。
He didn't say to God, I have trained Joshua for 10 years, you can use it.
没有啊。
He didn't say that.
训练是工人的本分。
And to train is the duty of a worker.
但是选择权在神的手中。
The decision is made by God.
所以我们今天在教会里面啊，训练栽培下一代是我们应尽的责任。
And so to train our next generation is our duty.
但是最后选择你要交给神啊。
But the decision should be put into hands of God.
不是用我们自己的方法要把一个人啊，一定要把他弄上去啊。
It's not to put someone up through our efforts.
我曾经到一间教会啊，听他们在说。
And I once went to a church and people were talking.
那一次啊，那个教会刚刚选举完啊。
And that church just finished their election.
很多信徒很不高兴啊。
And a lot of workers not very happy.
为什么很多信徒很不高兴呢？
Why are many members not very happy?
他说啊，因为有一个人啊，那个选举前一直打电话啊。
Because there's a person before the election constantly make a call.
你要投我啊，我要做负责的，你要投我。
Yeah, you should vote for me. I want to be a member.
到处一个个打，你们都要投我，要支持我。
And he had called everyone to ask for support.
哇，他说这样怎么会有这样子做事的呢？
How can someone do this?
这个是不对的哈。
Yeah, this is not right.
感谢主，他也没有上啊，差一票没有上啊。
And thank God that he was not elected.
他很生气啊，你们谁没有投我？
He was angry and asking who didn't vote for him.
主耶稣没有投你啊。
And Lord Jesus did not vote for you.
所以啊，我们今天做事不是这个样子的啊。
So that's not the way of doing the work.
不是用人的方法一定要把什么事情做成功啊。
It's not to accomplish something through your own efforts.
摩西训练耶稣亚叫做本分。
And for Moses to train Joshua, that is his duty.
就像我们今天栽培各样的工人叫做本分。
Just like for us to develop any worker, that is our duty.
宗教教育的老师训练孩子。
And our teachers training, developing our kids.
教会的工人栽培各样，栽培下一代。
And the work of the church to train the next generation.
做父母的我们来带领我们的小孩。
And as a parents, we're guiding our children.
这个都叫做尽本分啊。
That is fulfilling your duty.
但是最后神要用谁？
But in the end, who God will choose to use?
这个主权在神啊。
That decision is in the hands of God.
所以如果我们的小孩今天没有被选出来做什么工作？
If our children are not being chosen to do a certain work.
不要生气啊，这没有什么好生气的啊。
And do not be angry, it's not worth it.
有的父母会很生气哦。
And some parents will be angry.
打电话骂负责人。
And they'll yell at the boardman.
为什么谁谁谁的小孩可以做老师，我的小孩不可以。
And why so and so's children could become a teacher and my children cannot.
所以啊，不要这样子啊。
So we shouldn't do this.
因为做圣工不是一种比较。
And to do holy work is not a comparison.
不是比说我比你厉害，我的小孩比你好。
It's not compared that my child is better than yours.
栽培下一代叫做本分。
And to develop the next generation is our duty.
但是在这里啊，选择的就交在主的手中啦。
But the decision is given to the hands of God.
所以摩西非常尊重神的选择啊。
So Moses really respected the decision of God.
一直到神说嫩的儿子约书亚可以来做。
Until God has said that Joshua the son of Nun can do it.
他就接受了神的选择啦。
He accepted the decision of God.
但是为什么这个约书亚可以做下一代的接棒人呢？
Why is it that Joshua can take on this torch?
他在这里说约书亚是心中有圣灵的哦。
Because he is someone who is filled with spirit.
我们今天如果希望我们的下一代能够承接起教会重要的工作，
If we want our generation to be able to take on the work of church,
我们先要问问自己，我们是怎么样在引导、在带领我们的下一代的？
We have to ask ourselves, how are we guiding our next generation?
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第一章啊。
Let's look at 2 Timothy, chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章
，Second Timothy chapter one，
第五节
，verse five。
提摩太后书一章五节
，Second Timothy chapter one verse five。
第五节，想到你心里无伪的信，这信是先在你外祖母挪移和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你心里。第六节
，six。
为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我手按手所赐给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。第七
Seven.
因为神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。在这里是保罗对提摩太所说的。
Here's the words Paul spoken to Timothy.
提摩太是第二代当中非常重要的工人啊。
He was a very important second generation worker.
在这里啊，保罗对提摩太说哦。
And Paul has said to Timothy,
他说你心里是无伪的信啊，大有信心的人啊。
And he says your heart is has great power.
但这个信心是从哪里来的？
Where did this faith come from?
他说先在你外祖母罗伊。
It came from your grandmother Lois.
再到你母亲尤尼基。
And also came from your mother Eunice.
最后传到你的身上啊。
And at last was passed on to you.
所以啊，今天我们希望我们的孩子在神的家中有用哦。
And so for our children to be useful in the household of God.
我们要先想一想，我们到底教了他什么？
We have to think about what have we taught them.
是不是因为我们没有尽到传承的工作？
Have we properly finished the passing of the torch?
所以他们没有办法在教会当中有好的服事。
And so they cannot have a good way of service.
你看那个撒母耳啊。
And for Samuel,
撒母耳从小在圣殿长大哦。
He grew up in the temple of God.
但是他从小就会侍奉神啊。
And from ever since he was young, he knew how to serve God.
为什么？
And why?
因为他从小他的妈妈就不断的在教导他。
Because ever since he was young, his mother constantly taught him.
在他妈妈把他送到圣殿之前啊。
Before his mother sent him to the temple.
他妈妈已经把他训练到可以教，把他教导到可以服事，知道怎么侍奉神啊。
His mother already trained him to the point that he was able to serve.
所以圣经里面说撒母耳是在神面前慢慢长大啊。
And the Bible said that Samuel grew up in front of the Lord.
因为他的母亲重视他的宗教教育。
Because his mother focused on his religious education.
使得他成为神家中可以用的器皿。
And so he can become a useful vessel in the house of God.
成为旧约最重要的先知。
To become the most important prophet in the Old Testament.
圣经里面讲到又是先知又是祭司。哦，就撒母耳啊。
The only prophet and judge.
又是士师哦，三个一个人兼三个位置的啊。Judge 啊，他是士师。
And he was a judge.
又是先知。
He was a prophet.
又是祭司。
And he was a priest.
就是撒母耳啊。
And he is Samuel.
哦，撒母耳在，所以在撒母耳在当代的位置非常非常的重要啊。
And so at that time he has a very important work.
为什么这么重要？
Why his work is so important?
为什么能够成就这么大的工作？
Why was he able to fulfill such a great work?
从小不断的教导哦。
And he was being taught ever since he was young.
所以提摩太被教导。
So Timothy was taught.
撒母耳被教导。
Samuel was being taught.
今天我们的孩子有没有被教导啊？
And have we taught our children?
我们到底都在教我们的孩子什么？
And what are we teaching our children?
我们是不是不断的告诉他们说，哎呀，礼拜六没有来教会也没关系啦，去补习呀。
And we teach our children it's okay not to attend church and as long as you are studying for, and getting the tutor.
哎呀，那个暑假不用参加学生联会，去赚钱啊。
And summer vacation do not have to go to the spiritual convocation and just go work.
如果我们给孩子都是这种观念，
if we imbue this kind of concept to them,
读书最重要，教会没关系。
And it's most important to study, and church is it's not that important.
如果我们给他一个观念说赚钱最重要，教会没关系。
If we give the concept that the most important thing is to make money and not church.
在这种环境长大，他怎么可能能够成为合神所用的器皿呢？
If he grew up in this environment, how can he become a useful vessel?
所以在这里呀，约书亚叫做心中有圣灵的人呐。
And so Joshua is someone who has God's spirit in his heart.
那我们的孩子呢？我们的孩子是一个心中有圣灵的人吗？
Is our children someone who has the spirit of God in their hearts?
是一个从小就有心智想要为主所用的人吗？
Is he someone who is determined to be used by God?
所以我们的孩子将来能不能为主所用？
And so, can our children be used by God in the future?
就看我们今天父母亲带领他们的方向。
And that depends on how our parents are guiding them.
所以在这里说啊，约书亚是心中有圣灵的人啊。
So the Bible tells us that Joshua is someone who has the spirit of God.
所以神选择他出来继续带领以色列的百姓。
So God has chosen him to continue to lead the Israelites.
那在这里啊，神继续对摩西说哈。
And God here continued to say to Moses.
我们看回来民数记的第二十七章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 27.
民数记二十七章的第十八节啊。
Chapter 27 verse 8.
神对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来按手在他头上，19，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和权位众面前，嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分， 使以色列全会众都听从他。啊，那这里啊，神特别对摩西说，哦
，And here God has instructed Moses.
他说啊，这个约书亚是我所拣选的工人啊。
That Joshua is someone I have chosen.
你要把他带出来。
You have to guide him out.
带到所有会众的面前。
And bring him before the community.
他说你要按手在他头上。
You have to put your hand on him.
把你的尊荣分给他几分啊
？To give him some of your authority.
为什么
？And why？
他说使百姓全会众也能够听从他
，so that other people of the community will also listen to him。
那这是传承当中一个非常重要的观念啊。
This is a good important concept of passing the torch。
我们希望我们的下一代能够为主所用啊。
We hope that our next generation can be used by God。
我们就要训练，要引导他，领他到祭司，领他到会众面前啊。
We have to train them and bring them before the priest and before the community.
什么叫做带他到会众面前
？What does it mean to bring him before the community?
不是一直要叫他 show off 哦，不是叫大家啊，你看我儿子很棒，我儿子很棒，不是的。
It's not to show off before the crowd how great he was.
带到会众面前是使他藏在教会里面啊。
And to bring him before the community so that he could be part of it.
那今天有的父母亲很莫名其妙啊。
And so it's very strange for some parents.
打电话跟宗教教育的老师大吵大闹啊
！And they would call the RE teachers and complain.
那为什么不给我的小孩做这个工作
？And why don't you allow my children to do this？
为什么不给我的小孩做老师
？Why don't you allow my children to become a teacher？
别人可以做，为什么我的小孩不可以做
？Why others can do the work and my children cannot？
你先把你的小孩带来教会吧。
But you should first bring your children to church.
那小孩不太来教会的、啊。
And your child does not come to church very often.
都跑出去玩呐、啊。
And they often go out to play.
不参加宗教教育啊。
Do not participate in religious education.
父母自己都不太来啦。
And the parents themselves don't all come over very often.
没有好的榜样。
And they did not set a good example.
孩子没有好的行为。
And the kids did not have good conduct.
那为什么教会要用他
？So why does church have to use them？
所以啊，今天啊，我们要把孩子带到会众面前啊。
So today we must bring our children before the community.
使他能够常常来教会聚会。
So they attend the service all the time.
使他的行为举止合乎圣徒信徒的体统啊
，so that his conduct is according to the church。
这是父母亲的责任
，that is the responsibility of the parents。
哦，这才叫做带领我们的孩子走在正路上啊
，that is guiding our kids to walk on the right path。
但是你从来不检讨自己
，and you never examine yourself。
只会吵吵闹闹，为什么不让我的孩子做这个？为什么不公平？不公平啊
！You also always complain that this is not fair。
圣工本来就不是公平的
，and the holy work is never fair。
圣工要用的是能用的人
，and the holy work is assigned to those who can do the work。
圣工要用神所拣选的人
，and the holy work is assigned to the one that God has chosen。
圣工要用那些行为举止做榜样的人
，holy work is given to those who can set examples in their conduct。
没有所谓的公平啊。
There's no fairness.
如果你的孩子不来教会
，if your child does not come to church，
教会就不可能派他做工作
，and the church will never assign him to do the work。
如果你的孩子没有好的表现
，if your kids does not have a good conduct，
教会就不可能选他出来做老师
，and the church will never choose him to become a teacher。
就是这么简单
，and that is very simple。
不用吵，没有什么公平
，and there's no fighting of what's fair。
因为我们每个人最后都要对神负责啊
，because at the end everyone has to。Pay responsibility
神到最后要问你啊
，and God will ask you at the end。
你明明知道这个人不来聚会
，and that you willingly know that this person does not come to attend service。
你为什么让他出来做工人来带来教小孩啊
？And why did you give him the work to teach the children？
你明明知道这个人不你明明知道这个人不适合
，and you know that this person is not right to do this work。
你为什么选他做负责人啊
？Why did you choose him to become the board member？
最后每一个人都要负责，不知道跟神交账的。
Everyone has to report back to God at the end。
你要为你的选择负责任的。
You have to be responsible for your choice。
所以今天在教会工作是选适合的人，而不是公平给每个人啊。
And the work is chosen for the right person, not。It's not fair. It's nothing that is fair.
所以我们要把我们的孩子带到会众面前。
So we must bring our children before the community.
使他们的行为举止信仰都能够被众人所看见。
So that his faith and his conduct can be seen by everyone.
不是让他很骄傲。
It's not for him to be proud.
而是让他有好表现。
So that he could perform well.
让众人看到就知道这是一个好人，这是一个好信徒。
So that others can see that he's a good person and a good member.
所以啊，在这里说你要把他带 到会众面前呢。
So here tells us we must bring him before the community.
接下来说你要把你的尊荣分他几分啊。
And he followed and said give some of authority to him.
这是什么意思啊？
And what does that mean?
什么叫做把尊荣分他几分？
What does it mean to pass some of your authority to him?
尊荣怎么分？
What does it mean? How do you give authority?
好啊，在这里啊，摩西是以色列人多年的领导者啊。
And so Moses is a leader for many years.
摩西带领百姓哦，离开啊，行十灾啊，在埃及行十大十灾哈。
And he guided the Israelites through the 10 plagues.
然后分红海。
And dividing the Red Sea.
走旷野。
And walking the wilderness.
天降玛拿。
And so heaven send down manna.
磐石出水。
And so the rock came out with water.
所以摩西在以色列百姓是一个了不起的大人物啊。
And so in the minds of Israelites, he's a great person.
哦，所以他是个非常有影响力的一个领导者哦。
And so he was a very influential leader.
但在这里啊，他已经要退出去了。
But at this point, he's about to retire.
好，在这里啊，神说你要把你的尊荣分他几分。
And God has said to him, you should pass on some of your authority to him.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是你要帮助约书亚承接这样的工作哦。
And that is to help Joshua to inherit this work.
使众人因为你的缘故也尊重约书亚。
And for the sake of Moses, that they will also respect and obey Joshua.
在教会事工最怕的是什么？
And to do the work in church, what are you afraid of?
就是互相扯后腿找麻烦啊。
And that is each trying to poke the shortcoming of the other person.
有时候啊，当工人下来换新的工人上去的时候啊。
And when a person retires and someone take on the job.
但有时候啊，换下来的工人啊，心里可能会不太舒服啊。
And the person who stepped down might not feel very good.
哎，为什么要选这个新的啊？
And you ask why do you choose this new worker?
你们是觉得我做的不好吗？
Do you feel that I didn't do a good job?
最好这个新的工人做的乱七八糟，你们就知道我有多厉害啦。
It's best that he doesn't do any good job, so you will appreciate what I have done.
人的本性都是这样啊。
And that is human nature.
人的本性都希望啊，别人做得很糟，来凸显自己当初做得很好啊。
And human nature would think, would want the other party to do a bad job, so it would show how others how great a job that you have done.
但是你看摩西不是这样，神对摩西说不要这样子哦。
And God told Moses that's not the way.
他说啊，把你的尊荣分他几分啊。
Give him some of your authority.
那是摩西啊，摩西很清楚这个的重要性啊。
He understands the importance of this person.
所以摩西当他退下，他就不讲话了啊。
So once Moses stepped down, he stopped talking.
因为工作已经交托给约书亚了啊。
Because he passed the work over to Joshua.
哦，所以摩西的工作是辅助帮助约书亚掌握该做的工作啊。
And so now the job of Moses is to help Joshua to accomplish this work.
哦，所以教会里面有很多工人啊，真的非常属灵啊。
And so there are many workers in church that's very spiritual.
当他们退下来了以后哦。
And after they step down.
哦，他们没有啊，等着看笑话哇，最好下一个人最好搞砸啊，这样最好啊，没有的。
And they're not waiting for the others to make mistakes so that they could be a laughing stock.
他们虽然退下来了。
Although they step down.
但是在这过程当中，他们不断的带领新生代。
And during that period, they continue to guide and lead. Guide the newly elect.
希望新生代能够做得比他们更好。
And hoping the new generation can do better than him.
这个才叫做一家人啊。
And that is truly the spirit of being one family.
好像做父母亲的哦。
And just like a parent.
啊，你今天如果你是做爸爸的。
If you are the father.
啊，你今天一个月赚，你今天一年啊，一年赚三万块啊，一年赚三万啊。
If you make $30,000 in one year.
结果你的小孩啊，一年赚五万啊。
And if your children make $50,000 in a year.
请问哪一个爸爸会很生气啊？
And that's,Which father would be angry?
你居然敢赚的比我多。
That you can make more money than I do.
你这个不孝子。
And you're so disrespectful.
叫你妈妈以后不煮饭给你吃啦。
And so I'll ask the mother not to cook for you anymore.
有这种爸爸吗？
Will father behave like this?
没有。
There's no such father.
如果是一家人啊。
If you're one family.
我们只会希望说，孩子，我要你比我更好。
That you want your child to be better than you are.
孩子，我希望你比我更强。
That you want your children to be stronger than you are.
这才叫做一家人啊。
That is one family.
哦，所以啊，今天做父母亲的不会嫉妒孩子的成就。
So as a father or a parent, you will never be jealous of your children.
当孩子成功了，我们非常为他感到高兴啊。
When you child succeed.You will feel great for him.
今天在神的家中也是要这样子。
It's the same way in the house of God.
哦，那个钱 上一代的工人就好像父母亲一样。
And the previous generation of workers is like parents.
不是对新生代的批评。
Not to rebuke the new generation.
不是指责。
Not to point out their mistakes.
不是一直挑毛病。
And to point out their shortcomings.
更不会一直表现说我其实比你们还好。
And to often reveal how much better they are than the new generation.
这不是一个好工人的样子。
That is not the representation of a good worker.
一个好工人。
And to be a good worker.
一个像摩西一样的好工人。
And a good worker who is like Moses.
当他被托付使命的时候。
When he being assigned a work.
他尽忠尽力做到最好。
And he give his best to accomplish it.
当他退到幕后之后
，when he steps down，
哦，他把他全心全意的协助帮助下一代。
He spent his entire effort to support the next generation.
这个叫做把他的尊荣分给约书亚几分啊
？That is to give some of his authority to Joshua.
用自己的能力，用自己的能力来帮助新生代能够巩固他们的工作啊
？And to use their own strength to support the next generation for them to accomplish their job.
而不是在后面扯后腿找麻烦。
And not to pull their leg and make poke for mistakes.
所以摩西啊，真的是神家中尽忠的好工人啊。
And so Moses is a faithful worker of God.
那也是我们今天值得我们每个人学习效法的对象啊。
And someone that we can look after and imitate.
好，我们看回来民数记的27章哈。
And let's turn back to Numbers chapter 27.
民数记的二十七章。
Numbers chapter 27.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
民数记二十七章的第二十节。
Verse 20.
又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列会众都听从他。21.
21.
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断，在神面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。那这里啊，最后啊，在这里神吩咐摩西啊。
And at the end, God has told Moses.
你看这个约书亚是有圣灵的人。
And Joshua is someone who has the spirit of God.
这个约书亚是摩西多年栽培的精英。
And he is someone who has been trained by Moses for many years.
这个约书亚是摩西分给他几分的尊荣，巩固他的位置的人。
And Joshua is someone who Moses is given part of his authority to.
但是在这里啊，神特别吩咐摩西啊。
But further, God has told Moses.
他说你要把他带出来啊。
You have to bring him out.
你要使他站在祭司以利亚撒面前啊。
Let him stand before priest Eleazar.
他说以利亚撒要以乌灵来求问神。
He will inquire of the Urim before the Lord.
他和以色列会众都要遵以利亚撒的命令来行啊。
And they were, he and the community will obey the command of Joshua.
哦，所以在这里啊，是神给他们的一个制度的建立啊。
Here's how God has assigned rules for them.
你可以很有能力。
You could have great power.
你可以很有智慧。
It could be very wise.
你可以是众人眼中最好的工人。
You could be the best worker among the eyes of the people.
你可能是传承被选出来的。
You could be someone who's been chosen.
哦，但是在这里说你要站在乌灵土民的面前啊。
You have to stand before the inquiring of the Urim before God.
你要站在祭司以利亚撒的面前。
You have to stand before the priest Eleazar.
然后你要听以利亚撒的话啊。
You have to listen to the words of Eleazar.
所以在教会里面被选出来的工人不是最高的领导者啊。
And so the worker chosen in the church is not the highest worker.
教会跟外面的社会组织不太一样啊。
And the church organization is different from the worldly organization.
而在外面的社会，在外面的组织啊，选出来的就是老大。
And the worldly organization, once they're chosen, they will be the greatest.
老大就是我讲你做，我说你听。
And the person chosen, he would give commands and you have to follow.
啊，像老板一样哦。
Just like the boss.
啊，但是啊，教会里面选出来的工人不是这样啊。
But the worker of the church being chosen is not
the same. 不管你能力有多强。
Regardless of your strength.
啊，不管你呢不。啊，不管你被托付了多少使命
，regardless of how many works you've been assigned，
那、啊、不管你不管你这个人在众人眼中是何等的有能力啊
，regardless how great you are in front of the eyes of the people，
他在这里说你要站在祭司面前，并且你要听他的话啊
，and here the Bible tells us you must stand before the priest and listen to him。
你要听祭司什么话
？And what kind of words will you listen to the priest？
听祭司借着乌灵求问神的话啊
，to listen to the priest。 to inquire of the realm of the Lord.
乌灵是他们当时啊用来求问神旨意的一些东西啊。
Urim is some things that they use at the time to require the will of God.
当他们有事情无法决定的时候
，when they have things that they cannot decide.
当他们不太确定该走的方向
，when they're uncertain of the ways they must go.
他们就到神的面前来，借着乌灵求问神，神啊，求你指引我们的道路啊。
They'll come before the Lord to inquire by the Urim.
那出来的结果就是他们必须要遵守的。要遵守的旨意啊
，and the result would be the way they will follow、
哦。所以啊，他说你要站在以利亚撒面前啊。
So he said here says he must stand before Eleazar。
也不是听以利亚撒的话，不是哦。
And it's not to listen to his words。
而是听以利亚撒求问之后神的旨意啊。
And to listen to Eleazar inquire of the will of God。
所以今天教会的结构就是这么简单。
That is the simple structure of the church organization。
工人必须要被栽培。
And that the workers must be developed.
但是选择权在神的手中。
But the decision is in the hands of God.
所以我们的工作就是为教会预备各样的工人。
And our work is to prepare different type of workers in the church.
带领我们的孩子。
And to guide our children.
训练好预备为主所用。
And to train them up so that they're prepared to work for God.
但是用不用决定权在神啊。
But whether to be used is that's a decision of God.
我们今天作为工人的。
And today as a worker.
啊，我们也要站在祭司的面前啊。
Must also stand before the priest.
就是借着祷告去寻求神的旨意到底在哪里啊
？And that is through the prayers that we inquire what the will of God is.
哦，所以今天被选出来的工人不是说，哎呀，我这是教会的负责人，教会我说了算啊，没有这种事情啊。
And that is not to say that once you're elected that you are the board member, you can make decisions.
即使祭司以利亚撒也不能说你们通通听我的、啊，我说的算啊，没有的。
Even for Eleazar, he cannot say that I'm the priest. You should all listen to me.
他说以利亚撒要凭乌灵求问神啊。
And he says Eleazar will inquire through the Urim before the Lord.
从乌灵当中得到神的旨意。
Through the Urim to have the will of God.
然后全会众包括国王。包括所有领导者都必须要听神的命令啊。
And the congregation and the leaders and the king must also listen to the will of God.
哦，所以我们跟其他的教会不一样啊。
So we're different from other religious groups.
我们不是听教会当中领导者。教会当中选出来的工人的话、啊、
We are not listening to the words of the leader being chosen.
我们是听神所指示的话。
We listen to the words given by God.
啊，这就需要靠祷告啦。
That requires our prayers.
众人的祷告，求神的旨意显明啊。
And the prayers of the people would fulfill through God.
啊，所以在这里，神在教导摩西。
And so, God is telling Moses.
也在教导约书亚。
And also training Joshua.
他说你很聪明啊。
That you are wise.
你很有经验啊。
You are experienced.
很有能力啊。
And you have great power.
很有智慧啊。
And you have a lot of wisdom.
但是到最后你一定要祷告祈求神的旨意啊。
But at the end, you still have to pray to ask for the will of God.
因为人的智慧不见得能够成就神的工作哦。
Because the wisdom of man cannot fulfill the work of God.
你可以提出一个非常好的意见。
You could raise a very good suggestion.
不代表你的意见一定是成功的。
It does not mean that your suggestion will be successful.
如果最好的意见在错误的时间
，If the best suggestion being given at the wrong time，
可能是教会的一个祸患啊，一个灾害啊。
And it may be a woe to the church.
所以一个好的意见也要放在正确的时间点。
So a good suggestion has to be used at the right time.
啊，但是时间不在我们手中啊。
And the time is not controlled by us.
未来我们看不见啊。
We cannot see the future.
所以我们必须要来到神面前祈求寻找神的旨意啊。
We must come before the Lord to inquire of his will.
那所以在这里说啊，到最后不管你是多有经验的工人啊。
So here tells us that in the end, regardless how experienced you are,
或者是你有多有能力的工人
and regardless how powerful you are,
他说你叫约书亚站在祭司面前啊。
And you should have Joshua stand before the priest.
神的旨意啊，借着乌灵显明神的旨意全部通通都要听啊。
And God's will will be revealed through the Urim.
神的国度是神权至上的国度啊。
And God's will is the most high in his kingdom.
好，这个是在这里啊，借着摩西的话给我们每个人的教导。
Here's the teaching for everyone through Moses.
使我们每个人都能够活出一个摩西的生活来。
So we can all live out a life of Moses.
好像摩西一样啊，在事工当中尽心的服侍。
Just like Moses, that we could serve in the church.
啊，像摩西一样啊，在工作当中尊重神的旨意。
And just like Moses, in his work, that we respect the will of God.
啊，并且能够为主的家中寻找最合适的工人。
And also in the house of God, that we could look for the proper workers.
作为父母亲的。
And as parents,
这也是神所托付给我们的职责啊。
And that is the responsibility God has given us.
要把我们的孩子养成一个心中有圣灵的人啊。
And to raise up our child as someone who has God in their heart.
圣经里面说，撒母耳在神面前慢慢长大。
And the Bible says, Samuel grew up before the Lord.
请问你的孩子在什么面前慢慢长大啊？
And let's ask ourselves, where does your child grow up with?
是在电视面前慢慢长大吗？
Did he grow up before the television?
还是在打工面前慢慢长大呢？
And did he grow up before summer jobs?
啊，钱啊，钱啊，赚更多的钱吗？
And looking for money and more money.
我们到底在教我们孩子什么？
What are we teaching our children to do?
会决定将来他们在神的家中扮演什么样的角色？
That will determine what kind of role they will play in the house of God.
让我们都努力教出一个像约书亚一样的孩子。
Let's work our best to raise up children like Joshua.
心中有圣灵。
Who has the spirit of God in his heart.
行为有好榜样。
They have a good conduct.
啊，并且我们能够慢慢的带领他们。
We can slowly guide them.
使他们能够凡事寻求主的旨意。
So in everything they do, they will seek the will of God.
成为神家中合用的器皿啊。
So to become a useful vessel in the house of God.
那求主耶稣帮助我们啊。
May Jesus help us.
我们一起唱诗112首。
Sing him 112.
我们要一起来做上午聚会结束的祷告哦。
Going to have a concluding prayer for our morning service.
啊，我们都知道现在纽约教会在各样的圣风当中不断的发展啊。
We know that the New York churches have a great development in the holy work.
啊，使我们常常有慕道朋友，常常有很多的新啊，常常有很多的人数一直在增加哦。
We have many truth seekers and our numbers continue to increase.
啊，更在今年呢，我们分出了布鲁克林以及法拉盛的祈祷所哦。
And so this year we have established the Flushing and Brooklyn Prayer House.
那但是啊，随着工作量的增加，我们发觉人力啊，工人的人力非常非常的缺乏。
And through the increase of the holy work that we felt.We're lacking manpower.
有人不代表有工人啊。
And we have people does not mean we have workers.
哦，所以要收的庄稼多，但是收割的工人少哦。
There are many farmers, but there are very little crop.
啊，不要问了。
There are many crops, many few farmers.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面说你要求那个庄稼的主打发更多的工人出来啊。
And so we ask for the master of the farmers to send out more workers.
啊，所以啊，今天教会需要很多的工人。
And so today church needs many new workers.
啊，那我们就要想想我们在当中做了什么。
And we can think about what have we done.
除了自己努力帮助教会的工作以外。
Aside from us working for the church,
我们有努力为神家中预备更多的工人吗？
Have we spent an effort to train up more workers for the church?
尤其是做父母亲的啊。
And especially our parents.
我们要问问自己啊。
And ask ourselves.
我今天我的孩子能够为主所用吗？
And can our children be used by God today?
能够站在会众的面前吗？
Can he stand before the congregation?
我有把我的尊荣分他几分吗？
Have I given my authority, some of my authority to him?
我有教我的孩子怎么样来爱神，怎么样来侍奉吗？
Have I taught my children to love God and to serve?
哦，所以教会的发展需要更多工人的参与。
And so the development of church requires the participation of more workers.
工人的产生需要父母亲的努力。
And the creation of workers requires the participation of parents.
哦，所以我们求主耶稣能够给我们更多的好的工人。
And may God guide us to give us good workers.
让我们的教会，让我们的家中，让我们的教会啊，能够在各样的圣工上都能够兴旺哦。
And so that we can be successful in many areas of our work.
啊，我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.